yes, that mechusa kreivo is loud to mechusa maisadami. It's not considered mechusa maisadami. Therefore, once this kezayis of the oif, nevelus oif, is in the person's hand, right then we consider it now first for the tama tuma chamura, and therefore, according to Rabbi Meir, right now this kezayis would have a tuma feichlin, meaning if right now this kezayis touches some food, it would be matama the food. In other words, Eifle, I have a question on you. It says, Shloisha sadvorim nemru b'nevelus leishtoho. It says 13 special halachos about the nevela of leishtoho. It explains the ze'ech and them. These are one of the things that tzricha machshava, you have to have a machshava, like the plant heated. It. Need a machshava. Rashi says, the star of pochus m'gezayas imenu, l'ashkan pochus m'kebeit feichlin, the kabo tumor, oifle m'magam. If you have another piece of food that's not from the kibbutzah, and you want this now, a little part of this novella voice, to mistar it, you need machshava. Question is, you have machshava to eat it. No, kibbutzah is the kashir. Why do I have to the case for being mistar it? Because it's a better. And these machshava for itself, when is it itself to come from me, if you have machshava to eat it? So I call upon him, it says, Sarach machshava, but the yain tzrich echshav, that the Nevelus Oif Tor does not need a Hechsh of Mayim. Why the Chulak of Meir Svara? Because since it's Seifah, Metama to Mechamura. Or Metama to Mechamura to Kibetza. Because clearly, you need the size of the Kibetza, not the size of the Kachayim. So my love, all we're talking about over here, that the Meir, even according to Rabbi Meir Shita, even though the Kachayim of it is Seifah, Metama to Mechamura, so what? Since the Meir Svara is not in the person's mouth yet, it's only in his hand, it's fitted Mechusa Kreva, it's Mechusa Maisa Dami. So we do not consider it to become a only if the size of the Kibetza. So Chura Sarai, Kosha Vimeyo, Mechusa Kreva is Mechusa Maisa Dami. The Mora says, no, I'll tell you, Lei Rabbonin, it goes according to Rabbonin. According to Rabbonin, in Echonami, that's why Nidhi Kazayas, Nidhi Kibetza. Because the Kazayas of it cannot be Metame right now. Since right now, it's not Rei to a Kabbalah Nitoma. Or Kizayas is never fit to be in the Kabbalah Tumah. The Mora says, no, Vokatonya Reish went in the Reisha, Tzricha Machshava, saying Tzricha Hechsha. You have to have Machshava teeth from it, but you do not need Hechsha, you don't need water to come over it. You don't need a Hechsha. And so, Man Shamet Lehai Svara, who is the one that holds this Svara, that Machshava alone is enough, you don't need Hechsha? Rabbi Meir, who goes according to Rabbi Meir? And so, me the Reisha Rabbi Meir, Sefer Nami Rabbi Meir, the Sefer also goes according to Rabbi Meir. To who according to Rabbi Meir we see a Kizayin Sabbath is not coming, you don't need the size of the Kibetza, because Mechusa Kreva is considered to Mechusa Maisa Dami. Someone says, no, neither you, what's one after the other? I tell you, Hakadisa, Hakadisa. One goes according to Rabbi Meir, and one is not according to Rabbi Meir. Someone says, well, neither Tani Sefer, since he has no Sefer, Shchitosa, Humulikosa, Meteheres Treifosa Mitumasa, that even though the ice was a treifa, when you make a maliko, you make a sheep in it, it's a matar that it has no tumas nevela on it. There's a sheep or a malik in the treifa helps, just like by a behema, or a sheep helps in a behema's treifa to take off the tumas nevela. The same swear is said by an ice also, that whether it's kutchim and you make a maliko, or whether it's chun and you make a sheep, it takes off the tumas nevela. Now, man shamad lahir hai swara, who taught us? Who holds this svara that it applies even by an oif? Rabbi Meir calls the contra of Rabbi Meir. And so the chura raised to the sefer of Rabbi Meir or Mitziyasa Rabbanim. How can you say that? That you want to say either one or the other, that you want to say the middle is Rabbanim and the sefer is Rabbi Meir, but here we're proven the ratio of the ratio is Rabbi Meir also. There's little madness to say the beginning and the end goes the contra of Rabbi Meir, just the middle is not. Tomorrow says, in yes, that's what we have to say. Reisha the sefer Rabbi Meir, or Mitziyasa Rabbanim, could be still there's no proof. This Mitziyasa that says it's only Mitam of the other size of the Kibbetzim, that could be according to the Rabbanim Shita. But according to Rabbi Meir, Enechanami, according to Rabbi Meir, maybe Mechusa Kreva is Lavka Mechusa Maita Damim, therefore even the Kazayin Sheba is also coming. Oh, Malay Rav Hamanuna, the Rabbi Zeira, the Hamanuna such Rabbi Zeira, Le Taisa Vakarecha, do not sit down like on your feet. Adiyamatumli Hanusa, but you tell me over this thing that Nevelus Oistol Rabbi Meir, that without you have Nevelus Oistol Kotra Rabbi Meir, Meinum Larisha Vishani, or Yain Meinen Rishon Vesheni. That's my shayla. In other words, the shayla is the contrary of the Meir. So we say now the Kizayi Sheboi has a Tumas Eichlon on it. So when it touches something else, does it make it into a Rishon, and that makes the Rishon into a Sheni? Or maybe no, it doesn't make a Rishon Vesheni, just it touches food, that's all, it makes it Tumay, but that does not make something else Tumay. That was the shayla. Or Malay, Yintzadak and Echnami, does not make a Rishon Vesheni. Omalei, the cloud is like this. Kol heichod de metama odem b'magom, something like a sheretz, that a sheretz itself is a navatuma. If it touches a person, the person becomes tummy. Then there's such a cloud, meinu by rishon v'sheini. But if food touches a sheretz, the food becomes a rishon, and it makes another food a sheini. But kol heichod de metama odem b'magom, like over here, this kizayis of the oif, mezele says to, lemaisis not metama odem. It only has a tumas echel maskin on it. So if an autumn touches it, it does not become tummy. So it's not really like an avat tumor. If so, it's not like a sheret. Therefore, the klal is a meinim boy rishon v'sheini. It does not have a tumas rishon v'sheini. If it touches food, the food becomes tummy, and that's it. It does not go further to make a sheini. So he's first to the shayla. Boy minei Rabbi Zeirim Rabbi Ami. Rabbi Zeirim is the child from Rabbi Ami. Bachia. V'yamilu som sem Rav Avin Bakana. He has to sound like this. Hod it's not, that's what we learned. Chibure oichlin, aydei maskin, chibur l'tumah kalom. If you have food, that's a chibur touching one another. They're not really touching one another. It's only aydei maskin, in the same puddle of water, and the water is like attaching the two pieces of food. So that is it's called the chibur, aydei maskin, halochri is l'tumah kalom. It's only enough to give it an easy tumah, but v'ein chibur l'tumah chamura. It's not strong enough to make it a chibur for tumah chamura. So again, the same shell would be meinu barishon v'sheini, ein meinu barishon v'sheini. When this eichel becomes tumah because of this chibur, when the tumah kalom does it become like an ava tumah that it can make something else a sheini, or maybe not? So as he says, the case is you have a chatzi nevela mikan and a chatzi zayis nevela mikan, and there's mask of water in between the itself, the two things. So now, if this nevela touches food, it's matam eichel maskin. So tumas eichel maskin is called a chibur. The question is it called 100% chibur as if it's back to an avatum nugeit eichlin? So when it touches food, it makes the first food into a rishon, and that food can make a sheni. Or maybe no, this chibur, aydei maskin, is not strong enough to make a rishon a sheni out of it. That was a shayla. Omlai said back to him like this, the same cloud. Kaheicha de matam adam, calls the man the chibur is strong enough. That's mamash and avatuma. If a person touches this nevela now, he becomes tamei meinu by rishon v'sheini. Who didn't make a rishon v'sheini? But over here in matam adam, since this chibur is not strong enough to matam adam, it's only called a chibur adei maskin l'tamei eichlin. Therefore, the call will be an echnami a meinu by rishon v'sheini. We do not count here a rishon v'sheini. That's the clown. Only real avat tumah that's matam or nodom, then when it touches odom, makes it into tops oichlin. It makes it into rishon, and that rishon makes further a sheni, where the tumah is not really a tumah to matam or nodom, then it only has a tumah oichlin amaskin, that's it. It itself is matam oichlin amaskin. But the tumah does not go further, it does not make a sheni. He now says in the Mishnah that ain that yotre muriel, when they leave the yazara, then the misaskin, then they become tumah. If you know what I mean, how do we know this from? The Tanakh about it like this. Lalu Nuwaima, by another prophet, by a poem of Yom Kippur, it says, Huwaima Chutza Gimel Machnois. One place it says that you have to burn the poem on a sofim, Chutza Gimel Machnois. And Khan here, the Machnachas, here it says you have to burn it outside one Machna. Machna, as soon as you go outside the Azorah. Even on Harabayas, you could burn it. So Lemloch, what Shara comes down with? That even Shiyotza Chutz Lamach Nachas Lamach Nachas Matama Begodim. And even though the Mitzvah Shreifa is outside Gimel Machnois, but as soon as the people carry it outside the Azorah into the Harabayis outside the Machna or Machna Kedusha Machna Kuna, then it they become Tamei Begodim. The Noyer story, he goofed him, how do we know this from? This goof, how do we know? But Tanakh Rabbanan not like this. The Pasuk says, Voyotziyu as kol ha'par on the chutz la'machna. Takes the whole par, the poem on the throne outside the machna. So the darshanim means chutz la'gimel machna. Means where's the makom to burn it? Outside all three machnas. Tony, you're telling me chutzpahim amachna, it means outside of three machnois. Or yainu meminat that way, have a machna achra. Maybe it only means one machna. The Gemara says kishwan, when the pasuk says the paredo, and it says by the paredo, michutz la machna, shein salach leimer. It doesn't have to say it by the paredo, which is a poem on a sofim, to take it outside the machna. Shrei kvanem already said, kashir salach as parerishon, when you burn the first one, you burn this one. So we know already you have to burn it outside. So what's the chiddush? It says chutz la machna here. That means litim le machna shniyah. That not only out of one machna, but out of the second machna also. But how do we know out of all three machnas? Kishwan, when the prophet says again, mechutz la machna b'deshin, by the burning, it also says mechutz la machna shein soch lem. We didn't have to say it. Shurei kvanem already says al shesach ha'deshin yisofers. So it said already he should burn this by the deshin. So how come I have to say again mechutz la machna? It means to teach us litim loy machna shkishis. To come to teach us that where is the mokum, where do we burn the Purim HaNesrofim, we burn it outside all three machnas. And Rashi says, what do you mean chutz machna the deshin? Rashi says it means by tzoyis deshin amizbech, by taking out the deshin off the mizbech. The prophet says, why tzoyis the deshin amichutz machna? So what's the prophet teaching us? It means to tell us that there's a place to burn it outside all three machnas. So b'kitzur, when it says by the Purim, the Sarashim HaKippurim, take it out, chutz machna, one machna, there's a chiddush that you become tamei, the one that's Isaac with it, as soon as you take it out from the first machna. But now the Gemara is told by Rabbi Shimon, according to Rabbi Shimon Shita, that he says in the Mishnah, the Isaac does not become tamei when he takes it out of the machna, but first when he burns it, and right of the bosa gets caught on fire, if so, hainu chutz machna, mayavadlei. What does he do? What does the prophet say by the Purim, and by the Purim in the story of Yom Kippur, chutz machna? It has no value. It does not become tummy to people that work with it. Until it burns, so why does it say the word chutz machna for? Gemara says, he used it likatanya, like we learned, likatanya, where Ablezer and Ablezer says, Nema kan chutz machna, it says here by the Purim theorem of Yom Kippur chutz machna, the Nema lahalan chutz machna, that malalan chutz gimel machnois, av kan chutz gimel machnois. Rashi says, Nema lahalan means the parah duma. So just like over here by the Purim and the Sofim, it means Chutzigim Machnois, after Shchitta to the Purim Duma, also has to be done Chutzigim Machnois. That's why I use the word Chutzigim Machna for the Limud of Purim Duma. So Malahal, just like by the Purim Duma, Limizrochus or Yushlaim, supposed to be done on the Mizruch side of Yushlaim, is Afkan here also, Limizrochus or Yushlaim, the place where to burn the Chutzigim Machnois is on the east side of Yushlaim. That's why we do these pesukim according to Rabbi Shimon. All right, we'll stop here. We'll continue on the other side. Just wait till the end of the tape and then turn over. We'll continue.